Hi, Tim Roy. We continue to mock the 2020 NBA draft here at Warriors.com, WarriorSound, and SoundCloud.com/Warriors. Let's get you up to date. Minnesota took Anthony Edwards out of Georgia. The Warriors, with the number two pick, go with big man James Wiseman of Memphis. And then the Charlotte Hornets went with USC's Onyeka Okongwu to give them some rebounding help. Chicago went with LaMelo Ball, the 6'7 point guard from a famous basketball family. Obi Toppin of Dayton went with the Cleveland Cavaliers at number 5. Atlanta with the first international pick, they took point guard Killian Hayes out of France. Detroit was on the clock. And with the number 8 pick, Detroit took Patrick Williams, the small forward from Florida State. And then the New York Knicks, with new coach Tom Thibodeau, took a guy that many believe is the best perimeter defender in the draft, Isaac Okoro of Auburn. That brings us to number 9. The Washington Wizards are on the clock. Fred Katz from The Athletic has been writing about the Wizards and the NBA. Fred, first of all, thank you for joining us. How are you surviving a year where the NBA had to stop playing basketball? They had a bubble season, pandemic, presidential election. How are you surviving all this?
It's been good. It's fine. You know, I'm just trying to stay safe and happy like anybody else. But, you know, a situation like this, just from a work perspective, I think it kind of forces you to be a little bit more creative. It teaches you to be a little bit better at your job and learning how to work under worse conditions, and look, there are worse things in the world than getting to watch basketball for a living and write about basketball. There are a lot of people who have it worse off than us, right?
Absolutely.
I'm doing well.
That's great to hear. And the Wizards come in a situation that, you know, the number 9 pick, that's a kind of a tough area because you know you're really not sure, you know, what's going to go on ahead of you. And let me ask you this, because an NBA scout and I were talking, and this came up in our conversation. He thinks it's going to be a much different draft this year, that there may be different, you know, darts going up to the board, simply because the scouts and the other teams have not had the time to mingle at workouts or, say, NCAA tournament games or even the combine. So I think teams aren't as sure, or at least it appears they're not as sure, as to what other teams are thinking. Do you get a sense of that at all?
Yeah, I think that's the case for sure. I mean, the fact is that so many other drafts, we see a potential superstar or multiple potential stars at least at the top. And I think normally you end up getting a star out of the draft. And the draft that this one has been most commonly referred to as is kind of 2013, where there wasn't an obvious superstar in that draft either, and you end up having Anthony Bennett go number 1 overall. But you still end up having Giannis in that draft, right? There's still somebody who ends up being great. The thing is that it seems like even the experts, the people who know everything there is to know, just don't really know who that guy is going to be. That being said, there's nice depth. Like, we're at the number 9 pick right now. There's nice depth at this point of the draft. And I think if you're picking 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, like, you've got a good chance at getting a pretty good player.
Now, as you look at the Wizards roster, how do you assess it? And because there are some really nice pieces here, some really good players on this roster, you know, how do you assess their roster and where they would like to go with it?
I mean, if we're thinking in the mindset of the Wizards, they're not going to trade Bradley Beal this offseason. And because of that, they are trying to compete in 2020-21. And because of that, they know what they need more than anything is defense. They finished 29th in points allowed per possession last year, and they were 1/100 or 1/10 of a point off of, last in the NBA, giving up almost 115 points per 100 possessions, just barely ahead of Cleveland. They know they need to get better in that area. The number one priority is going to be to find a rim protector. I don't think they're going to be able to do that at this point in the draft. Now that Okongwu has gone in our mock that we're doing right now. So I don't think they're going to be able to address that here, in this situation. If they go and try to do that in free agency. That being said, with getting somebody in the draft, I think there are a couple guys on the board who might be able to help and contribute right away. I think they're going to draft the best available player. I don't think position is going to play a massive, role in who they end up choosing once they get.
Are there players on the roster who are not under contract right now that they would like to re-sign?
Yeah, I mean, Davis Bertans is for sure. Tommy Shepard has called him a priority. General manager Tommy Shepard has called him a priority, and they would definitely like to bring him. He's going to end up being expensive, and I think they're willing to pay that price in order to bring him back. You know, he's one of the best shooters in the league. If you look at the numbers he put up last year, his vault, his percentage on the hooks he took, I mean, that was a historic 3-point season. You look at the numbers of the people who shot his percentage threes that he took last year, and it's like only Steph and Clay, and that's it. So few people are shooting 42% on 9 threes a game. It just doesn't happen. And you know, Duncan Robinson as well. So it's they know how valuable he is. I think they are really excited to see how he might fit with John Wall when Wall comes back from his injury, which they expect him to right away as soon as training camp begins. John Wall will be there, healthy and playing. And John Wall is just elite at creating standstill threes for guys and corner threes. And Bertans totally excels at that, just those catch and shoot situations. So they would really like to bring him back. And I think they got a pretty good chance of doing that.
Davis Bertans took a step forward last year. Who do you think of their young players would take a step forward this year?
I think if you ask them, they would say Rui Hutchins. They picked him ninth last year, and one of the reasons that they picked him ninth in the draft is because they're betting on the fact that he started playing basketball late. And because of that, he's earlier in his inclusive arc than your average 22-year-old. We're yet to see that really show dividends yet, but I think they're still thinking the same way. So I think they would answer that as Rui Hachimura. I would throw Troy Brown in there. I think Troy Brown made legitimate improvements during the Wizards' 8 bubble games. There was no Bradley Beal there. There was no Davis Bertans there. And there was no John Wall there. So this was a sub-500 team going to the bubble without its three best players. And Troy Brown took on massive offensive responsibility. He is, you know, 6'7", and basically didn't have to play point guard overall. He wasn't guarding small guard that often, although he did it sometimes, and struggled in moments, in those sorts of moments. But I thought did a really commendable job for a 21-year-old 6'7 guy at running the offense, running pick and roll, finding the proper pass. He's very bright. I think he's really going to become one of those guys who just kind of always makes the right play. Like, you know how, like, I mean, relating to the Warriors, you know how, like, in the dynasty years, Sean Livingston just wouldn't put up massive numbers, but every time he was on the floor, you were just like, that guy is always going to do the right thing.
Right.
And you never have to worry about him not. Something like that, you know?
Absolutely.
Where I don't think they're necessarily exactly the same stylistically, and obviously very different career paths in getting there. But there are just some of those guys who just, like, their best skills are that they make really quick, really good decisions, right? And I think that's kind of where Troy Brown's career is headed. I could see him making a full jump next year because I thought he looked noticeably better in the bubble.
So some nice pieces there for the Wizards, and they get John Wall coming back. If the draft goes the way it's gone in our mock draft here, the Washington Wizards send in the information. Adam Silver goes to the podium, and what does he say?
If it were a thing, and we had the other 29 GMs on the call, I would see if I could trade down a few slots. I would be calling up Boston and seeing if maybe they would give me – Boston's got 3 first-round picks – because I was really hopeful on a Pongu falling to me, and obviously that didn't come close since he went number 3. But I would be seeing if maybe I could trade down to 14 and flipping number 9 for 14, and maybe I could get 26 and 30 out of Boston. Or maybe even if I wanted a center, seeing if I could trade number 9 for, like, Daniel Tice and number 14, because Tice is a upcoming free agent, and then you can move down, and this is a really nice, really solid, reliable center who plays defense and can help me in that area right away, and you can still move to 14. That being said, we aren't on a 30-way call right now.
Yes.
So I'm going to make my pick, which came down to Denny Avdija, which I like him, and I think he could be good, but I do think he's positionally redundant with Rui Hachimura and Davis Bertans. So I'm going to pass over him. And I like Devin Vassell a lot as well. But I think Tyrese Halliburton has a higher ceiling. And so I'm going to go with Tyrese Halliburton. I think, you know, I'm going to say similar stuff about him that I kind of just said about Troy Brown, except that I think he does more. I think his jump shot could be really good. He has been very good as a catch and shoot guy. He was really a point guard in college. I think he has point guard skills, but I don't know if he's a point guard at the next level. Yes, there's already John Wall. There's already Bradley Beal. But I could see him playing next to those guys. Like, I could see him being a good team defender. He's got size and he's got length and he's tall enough, I think, to play next to Wall and Beal. I don't necessarily worry. And I think because he's able to shoot, I think he's got the skill set, not necessarily have to be on the ball all the time. And then all that being said, I think he's someone who's going to make good decisions within the offense. He can run your secondary pick and rolls and all that kind of stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if he were gone by the time the Wizards pick. But if he's there, it's a little tough because I like Vassell a lot. I could see Vassell just being a killer shooter and a killer defender. He's long in his ambition. But I think he just kind of tops out. I think he's got a very high floor. And I think he's got, the room between his floor and his ceiling is not very big. And I think there's a better chance at Halliburton becoming, a really good player than there is at Vassell doing that. So I'm going to go in the Halliburton direction.
Yeah, Halliburton only played half the conference schedule last year because of an injury. He had 17 assists in a game against Southern. He can pass, obviously, there, and he's a guy that has great size, got vision. And as you point out, maybe he's not a pure backup point guard, but in certain possessions, you could have him handle and let Beal go off the ball again or Wall go off the ball, give them a little bit of a break for a second. So it's going to be interesting. He's also the cousin of Eddie Jones, by the way, who played a long time in the league, Lakers and Miami Heat. Fred, thank you so much for your insight to the Wizards and your contributions to The Athletic, and look forward to someday, some season, getting a chance to run into you at a Warriors-Wizards game, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Fred Katz of The Athletic selecting for the Washington Wizards with the number 9 pick in our mock draft, and it's Tyrese Halliburton, the 6'5 guard out of Iowa State. Good size, good wingspan, career 43% three-point shooter, and 78% from the line at the college level. And he's a guy that got a little banged up last year for Iowa State, but still played in 22 games, averaging 15 points a night, shooting 50% from the field. He was an all-Big 12 second-teamer a year ago. 9 picks into our mock draft for 2020. The Phoenix Suns, the undefeated bubble Phoenix Suns, they're on the clock.